Good morning. This is Tip TV Finance. We meet Jenny Hammond and Zach Meir. And with us in the studio is Matt Brown, an independent market strategist. Now, Matt, let's kick things off with Trump. Yesterday, we saw the protests outside Parliament, and it's all about his state visit. But doesn't it seem very premature to ask him over here anyway, considering Obama and indeed Bush went, asked over here for 2 years? Are we showing signs of desperation for a trade deal, do you think?
Well, it's all about trade deals. We need to negotiate with Donald Trump, with the US, for a UK trade deal. So the only way you're going to do that is sit round the table, and he is the key man in all of this. So get him over sooner rather than later. Let's discuss it. Let's get a good deal, maybe a hard handshake or hard hand-holding.
Do you not think, having read the Art of the Deal, to get an insight into Trump's mentality, that coming across quite weak like that, surely, you know, showing a very strong side would be a better way to approach Trump? What do you think, Zach? I know you're a big fan of the man.
We are weak. We need help. We need his help. We have a special relationship with this man, and we need to... I'm not sure how much the trade deal thing is. These trade deals, I think there's a bit of a media conspiracy on these. I'm not sure. I think business goes on anyway. I don't really know how much a difference they make to real life. But anyway, I think Theresa May is in a bit of a pickle with this one. He's very unpopular here, obviously, as we can see, and it's going to hurt her having him over. So how this can be finessed, I do not know.
Well, they can't exactly take back the offer now, can they? That would be embarrassing for them, I think. So there's probably no easy way out now. But we'll see what happens.
Indeed.
Okay, over to the slides. So we have BHP Billiton boosts interim dividend on commodities surge. That's according to Reuters. Thoughts?
Some great numbers from BHP Billiton, as it says, driven by commodity surge. So the miners are back in favour. I mean, for years they've been out of favour, and see them now turning in a corner. Some really good figures, and they've got to reward shareholders for their long-term investment. So we could see dividends continue to rise in this space.
Okay, so let's move on. And we have Bovis to spend £7 million on compensation for unfinished homes. That's according to The Week. So that's quite a large amount for them.
Yeah, negative numbers yesterday from Bovis. They were traded down about 10% in the market. Bad customer services. They're paying out £7 million. And it looks as if they're going to build less homes this year. So overall, the story for Bovis, not great, but shareholders calling on maybe a bid from Barclay Group, Barclay Homes. They could see a bit of a M&A activity go on, so that may help the stock price. But, bad day in the office for
Nothing
Bogus.
To help the housing crisis at all, though.
No, definitely.
Okay, so moving on. We have pre-tax profits last year at the world's local bank fell by 62% to $7.1 billion, as they announced they'd be buying back $1 billion in shares, less than the $2 to $3 billion analysts had hoped for. Figures included a $3.2 billion impairment of goodwill, the sale of its Brazilian operation, and weak European private banking. What do you make of that?
Well, this is HSBC, the world's local bank. Bad numbers from them, worse than expected. Pulling out of Brazil. Weak European private banking, not good for a global local bank. Share buyback scheme announced, I think it's about $1 billion. Investors were looking for, analysts were looking for about between $2 and $3 billion. Bad numbers from HSBC. Bear in mind, this is the first major UK bank to report this week. Mm-hmm. May not bode well for the other UK banks, especially Barclays.
It's not great if, you know, a company which is involved largely, well, in many cases, in emerging markets where you would have thought business would be booming. If they can't make it there, I mean, there's no hope for stagnant developed markets, is there, really?
No, I mean, Brazil's had a tough run of it of late, so maybe that's why they're pulling out.
Aren't they selling at the bottom?
Yeah, very true. Very true. So it'd be interesting to see, as say, how Barclays perform there. They're a large bank, and to look out for numbers, I think they're due out on Thursday. But HSBC... not a great set of numbers, though.
Okay, so moving on, we have the economic calendar. So obviously Carney's going to be speaking later. We also have the inflation report hearings. So what should we be watching out for there, Matt?
Comments coming out from Carney will obviously affect the sterling. Watch out for those. And looking ahead at Australia, we've had minutes out from Australia this morning. It doesn't look good for interest rate rises. I think a lot of people were expecting an interest rate rise in Australia. The currency is, the Aussie dollar is performing quite well, and that's offsetting some of the good performance we've seen from the miners and commodities. So I'd certainly look out for that and the comments and inflation report from the Bank of England.
Okay, so we're now going to move on to FX sentiment, and Zach.
Well, you might have noticed that this morning the euro dollar has fallen like a stone, which may or may not explain why people are rushing headlong into going long of that particular cross. Just referring back to the Aussie dollar, just seems to be breaking down this morning as well. So again, we've got the contrarians going long of that at the top, and dollar yen. Actually, I would agree with that one. That's looking quite. It looks like it's rebound from the main 111-112 area. So I would agree with that particular call there.
Okay, so let's move on to the S&P 500.
Well, there's not much you can say, just up and away. I suppose the time you get too keen on it, it's going to crash. But in the meantime, you've got to go with the flow here. It just looks like a very, very strong chart after a two-month consolidation. So that's really the bullish part there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's look at our trade of the day.
Henderson Group here, we've got this, I suppose it's a rebound. It was like a bottom the range move, really, from below 220. So we'd expect 240 to 250, and that's what the technicals say. Stops below 225 at the moment. Maybe I'd go a bit lower than 225, but 220 probably for me.
And the next slide for this?
Just what I was talking about before. Interesting that you've got I like that pattern there. I think that it could actually work at top of the range there. We've had quite a long consolidation. Around 77 here for the Aussie dollar, so it looks like it's finally turning around, especially if there is no rate hike on the cards.
Okay, and our final slide, broker recommendations. Why did you pick these?
Just a bit of I always like to laugh at the brokers. Citigroup, they're neutral on a company which has been the sale of the century there, Fit 5 profits warning, so £1.15 target. They've spared their own blushes by not saying what their previous target was. It's certainly not neutral, or has not been neutral. ITV, perennial bid situation or alleged bid situation, not happening. I do worry about ITV given the dominance or the rise of Amazon and Netflix and other people like that. I think terrestrial broadcasters and the BBC, etc. Hopefully, they're all doomed. Well, the BBC anyway, ITV are good people. But so on that one, a bit of a rebound there for ITV, alleged by Citigroup. And then finally, Vodafone, good dividend play. I think 5%, still 5% dividend. I think they're around £2, so 10% upside suggested by Jefferies.
Fantastic. Zach, Matt, thank you. Coming up next, our proactive investor shares of the day.